Well, today our readings focus on sheep and shepherds, so it's given the name Good Shepherd Sunday. And so we focus on Jesus as our shepherd, right? Actually, he refers to him as the very gate, you know, that we must enter through. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, we've been talking about this. There comes a time in each one of our lives where we hopefully, okay, turn our lives completely over to Jesus. He has control, not anyone or anything, legitimate authority within church, not breaking any legal, you know, any laws of the land, okay? So there's that, but where does our moral prescription come from? Where do our values come from? Where does our call to be virtuous and ethical and principled human beings come from? Well, it comes through the gate, right? Through Jesus Christ. And so, you know, how do we get there? How do we get there? Well, we've been talking about that too. Jesus came to earth 33 years with us in the form of a man, right? But then died, rose, ascended, and then gave us this most holy Eucharist. Okay? This is the place where we find our Lord, okay? Where we find our Lord. We come to him, and hopefully each time that we come to this holy sacrifice of the Mass, we come with hearts that are yearning for him. I've been saying that you know, part of the good that might be coming out of this distancing from the Lord is absence makes the heart grow fonder, all right? So that we don't just treat him as an obligation. Punching a clock, as my friend Doug Berry likes to call it. You know, you put your finger in the holy water font as you enter, like you're punching a clock, and you put it in as you go out, and like you're punching out. We can't let ourselves get to that place, right? Because Jesus wants to lead us to restful waters, to verdant pastures, where we'll find restful repose. Today he said, whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. Don't we want peace? Don't we want peace? I've been utilizing a phrase that was popularized by President Ronald Reagan, but actually I think it goes all the way back to the Roman days. But per virtutum pax is the Latin for peace through strength. Peace through strength. You know, so the stronger we are in our resolve to want to please God, right? The more peace that comes over us. And why did I frame it that way? To please God. You know, that's actually the great gift. I call it the gateway gift to all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, is what's called fear of the Lord. Or fear of ever wanting to displease the one that we love so much. It's not fear of getting clubbed over the head. It's fear of ever wanting to displease the one we love so much. I tell people who are caught in repetitive sin, you got to get to that place. You know, we know that that Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12 steps, that's when they get to that place where they realize there's a power greater than themselves, okay? And they come into that relationship with God and they can't imagine displeasing him. That's when we are given that power, right? To overcome the ways in which the thieves and robbers, as they're called in today's gospel, are trying to destroy us. You know, the thieves and robbers, the thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. To steal what? To steal our peace. You know, this anxiety, and it's been tested, hasn't it, through this a challenging time that we're living in right now. But this anxiety comes from a place where we start turning our lives over to other things or other people. And so what are we left? We're left outside of the gate. We're left outside of the pasture, the verdant pasture, the restful waters that give repose. I love the restful waters part of that too. You know, that's meant to point to the outpouring, the gusher, the waterfall of God's grace into our lives, right? That fills us with the nourishment we need, the life-saving, life-giving waters that we receive under the power of grace. And so, we want to be close to Christ. We want to be close to Christ. Then, what we're able to do, if we are close to Christ, is we're able to follow the words of St. Peter in the second reading. Beloved, if you are patient when you suffer for doing what is good, this is a grace before God. Okay? Patient under suffering for doing what is good. You know, a lot of people get attacked for standing up for the truth, for standing with Christ, for exposing themselves. Yeah, I'm a Christian, you know? I mean, we can look at Hollywood as a stark example. You know, if anybody professes their Christianity and dares to speak what Christianity professes, they're done. You know, they're outcasts, they're persecuted, their very livelihood is taken away from them. You know, this is the world that we're living in right now. It's not easy, and it never has been. For all those who would be martyred in Peter's times and all the saints since then who have been martyred. Why? Because they stood strong in their faith. But what they had more than this physical life itself was the hope of eternal life, but also peace of mind. You can look at all the saints, okay? I love the great stories of saints. But what identifies them most starkly is that even as they're led to hangings and guillotines or, you know, whatever, there was this peace about them. There was this peace about them. That even my life is not as important as remaining close to Christ. Okay? So don't we want that peace? Don't we want that peace? Okay? And so I'll end with this. I believe there's a prescription to that. So I'm going to be your spiritual medical doctor right now, right? Okay, I believe there's a prescription to that. First of all, we have to remain loyal. Okay? That means that all that the Bible teaches, all that the church teaches, we just simply follow. Okay? We just simply follow. Then we also have to constantly plug ourselves back in to this life-giving water, right? These verdant pastures, this restful repose, right? Because why? Because the thieves and the robbers are trying to pull us out. In other words, trying to convince us otherwise than the truth of God. And so we got to get back into God's truth. We do that through, okay, coming back to Scripture and, you know, replanting ourselves in the truths. But we also do that by coming to the sacrament of confession. To get those robbers and thieves out of us, right? To detox ourselves spiritually, okay? To make us pure again, to say I'm sorry in humility, okay? And so why? Then the good shepherd, the Holy Spirit, finds a loyal and humble home to reside in, okay? And then see if you can't do this. If you can do an hour of adoration, even once a month, that's beautiful. But do this. Come early for Mass. Stay later, okay? One or both of those. But in other words, do this. Spend some time just in quiet rest
in the arms of God as you adore him in the Blessed Sacrament. You know, this is so. And then finally, you know, be very connected and well embraced, I guess, by the Blessed Mother. This is God's mother. All right? What a beautiful gift we've been given with Mary. She's our women are just more tender than guys. All right? And they want to hold us. Not that guys don't do that, but women are just more suited for that. In other words, let our mother hold you. Let the Blessed Mother hold you. Hold you in her arms. Reassure you that she's always with you, that she's always supporting you, that she's always going to defend you, that she's always going to caress you. Okay? Just have your mother with you whenever you come to our Lord. And so, be loyal. Ready to receive forgiveness. So be repentant. Be adoring. And love his mom. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Together with one voice, we place our trust in our loving God and offer him our prayers, but not before we offer our creed.